The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam with an unusual story on stalking. Adam.
Yeah, quite a thing this. According to the National Stalking Helpline, they say that they need more resources, and not just them, but generally more resources are needed to combat the crime, because they say their operators at the helpline receive 3,000 calls a year, but they're so busy they're actually only answering about 20% of calls. And they say, in the first place, only about 1% of stalking cases are actually reported. So if you take 3,000 as 20% of 1%, that makes 1.5 million stalking incidents every year, some of which, of course, from the same stalkers or the same victims, because that's how it works. But nonetheless, that's a huge problem, isn't it?
Woeful. Just weird. It defies common sense, really. I don't know. Human beings, they're odd people at times. What's this mobile phone? This can't be for real.
Speaking of odd people, which is, of course, illegal to use your mobile phone whilst driving, punishable by £1,000 and bans and points on your licence and all that. But despite all the campaigns here, a new report from the RAC, the Motoring Organisation, tells us that there are four times as many people admitting to using their mobile phones behind the wheel as 2 years ago. How's this? I mean, you know, calling and texting are bad enough, but 5 million people in Britain have admitted they've taken photos or videos whilst driving. And in some cases, of course, people think it's a modern misdemeanor, but frankly, I mean, it's worse than that. It's killing people.
Killing people.
And people justify it by saying it's important information. Surely not that important.
And the
trouble is, it's tempting when your phone is ringing or beeping or vibrating.
Cut it out.
Not answer it.
No, put it on the floor or leave it at home. Good on you, Adam. Have a good weekend. Adam Gilchrist in London.